Passage 1. Related to the use it or lose it law is the keep moving principle. We learn about stagnation from nature. A river that stops moving gets smelly. The same thing happens to people who stop moving, either mentally or physically. Those who play contact sports know that the player who usually gets hurt the most is the one who is standing still. Of course, you'll need some time to catch your breath every so often, but the essential message is keep moving, extending, and learning. Ships last a lot longer when they go to sea than when they stay in the harbor. The same is true for airplanes. You don't preserve an airplane by keeping it on the ground. You preserve it by keeping it in service. We also get to live a long, healthy life by staying in service. Longevity statistics reveal that the average person doesn't last very long after retirement. The moral here is, don't retire. If a fellow says, I'm 94 years old and I've worked all my life, we need to realize that is how he got to be 94, by staying involved. George Bernard Shaw won a Nobel Prize when he was nearly 70. Benjamin Franklin produced some of his best writings at the age of 84. And Pablo Picasso put brush to canvas right through his 80s. Isn't the issue how old we think we are? A bonus with the keep moving principle is that while we keep moving, we don't have a chance to worry. Hence, we avoid the dreaded paralysis by analysis.
Questions 9 to 11 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 9. What does the speaker say about players of contact sports? Question 10. What do longevity statistics reveal about the average person? Question 11. What bonus does the keep moving principle bring us, according to the speaker?